going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Anti-Defamation League says 2024 was the fourth year in a row that it tallied a record number of anti-Semitic incidents across the country. KYW's Vic Ragupathy has more on that.
Nationally, the Anti-Defamation League says 2024 saw more than 9,300 incidents of anti-Semitic assault, vandalism, or harassment, the most since the ADL began tracking in 1979. Andrew Goretzky is the regional director for ADL's Philadelphia office.
Behind every number is a personal story. These aren't just statistics. They're our neighbors, our friends, and our family members.
Pennsylvania had the fourth most incidents with 465 last year, a 308% jump from 2022. New Jersey ranked third with 719, but South Jersey saw only a marginal increase from 2023 to 24. No type of location saw a larger increase in anti-Semitic incidents from 2023 to 24 than college campuses. At schools like Penn and Drexel, there were large protests against the war in Gaza. Goretzky says the ADL looked at around 5,000 anti-Israel rallies, but only included those which went too far, which was about half of them.
It is not inherently anti-Semitic to be critical of Israel, but using anti-Semitic conspiracy theories in order to be critical of Israel, that crosses a line.
In PA, about three quarters of the incidents were categorized as harassment and one quarter as vandalism. While the 12 assaults only accounted for about 2% of the total, that was more than double the number of anti-Semitic assaults in 2023. There was just one assault reported in South Jersey. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.